The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Allowing the body to relax. Now, relaxing is a way that supports our arriving in the present moment, connected to our bodies, connected to just what's happening right now. And as we relax our bodies, it's a condition that supports our mind also relaxing. And as our mind relaxes, isn't pulled into worries, concerns, thoughts about the past or the future, as our mind relaxes, quite naturally, this capacity, a very natural capacity of our human system to be aware, is very natural to connect to. Our system is designed to be aware of what's happening in the present moment. And when our mind isn't tense, pulled into worries and concerns and thoughts and ideas and views and plans, that's a condition that supports a very simple and natural awareness, mindfulness. And this simple and natural mindfulness isn't quite what is meant by right mindfulness, because right mindfulness also, while it is connecting with what's happening in the present moment while it's happening, it has a perspective of curiosity about what is happening in the present moment. Well, that may sound like nothing. It may sound like a simple thing. But there is a vast difference between knowing what's happening in the present moment and being caught by it, believing it, running with it, and knowing what's happening in the present moment as something happening in the present moment. It's the difference between if anger is arising, being angry and knowing that you're angry, versus just having an awareness, oh, this is the experience of anger. This is what it's like to be a human being. That's experiencing anger. Big difference between those two. And so, relaxing our body, relaxing our mind, creates the conditions that support the foundations for mindfulness. We also need to bring a curiosity. And I think a simple curiosity about what is this is something that takes us towards that perspective of right mindfulness. And so in this relaxing into the present moment and beginning to notice the experience that's happening right now, And just taking in what is obvious in this moment. Mindfulness doesn't need to be directed at something. We can settle back and see what comes to us. Relaxing the body, relaxing the mind. Often the most obvious experience that we start with is the experience of our bodies sitting here. The contact points of our hips, our hands, our feet. Maybe the experience of hearing also another very clear, obvious experience that comes to us. And we don't need to try to exclude anything in mindfulness practice. Just this simple recognition of this is what's happening now. Relaxing and receiving what is obvious. Maybe sound for a few moments. And then as sound fades, maybe another sound arises. Maybe body sensation becomes obvious. Can there be a curiosity about what is arriving? What is showing up? What is this human experience? Moods or emotions might show up. Even thoughts. One way to explore mindfulness practice is to be curious about this very natural and organic kind of shifting of attention from one experience to another. We don't have to hold our attention anywhere in particular in mindfulness practice. That's one form of practicing mindfulness, but it's not the only form. And sometimes we can just be curious about this kind of shift from one thing to another. The attention gets drawn somewhere. That's the thing that's now obvious. Not fighting that, but allowing the mindfulness to follow the shifting of attention. We can relax and receive. Just being with whatever this is, this body sensation or this sound. And as another experience arises and you feel the attention shift to that, just let it shift. Know that. Oh, that sound, that body sensation, that emotion. Just a flow of shifting experience. This is our moment-to-moment everyday experience. This is what it's like. This body, this mind attending to various things. Can we begin to be aware within that? Are you aware? And what is obvious right now? Just the simplest, most obvious experience available in this moment. Allow this very relaxed body and mind to receive the next thing. And how about now? And how about now? What's obvious? We could call this form of mindfulness practice a receptive awareness, not directing our attention, but receiving experience. And for sometimes this can be a very natural way to be attentive to experience. And it's useful to cultivate it from time to time because this kind of awareness is really useful in daily life. And yet for some, it is more easeful at times to choose some object, some experience, to direct the attention. And so for a few moments, I'll invite you to allow the attention to land on the breath. But even as we direct attention towards the breath, maybe we could think of it more as attuning to that experience and then receiving the breath that happens. If this kind of practice where you connect to a particular experience is more comfortable for you, you're welcome to explore this. And yet, if a way in to begin to explore the more receptive awareness is when you're with the breath, you notice some other experience. You don't have to fight to stay with the breath. You can let the attention go to that experience. Follow the attention there. Notice that. And it may be that the next thing that arises would be another breath, but it might be something else. It might be another sound or a different body sensation. And you could play for a little while with following the attention as it shifts. And if confusion begins to happen, then you could just come back to the breath. Connect and ground again there. Taking little forays into this. Following the shifting attention. Relax. Receiving your experience. In a kind of a container of relaxation and curiosity.